WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving into something a little different, something that might make you feel all sorts of things, but trust me, it's going to be good. We're talking about vulnerability. Now, I know what you're thinking. Vulnerability, that sounds like a one-way ticket to emotional baggage city. But hear me out, because there's a superpower hidden within that feeling, and once you unlock it, things get pretty amazing. You see, we live in a world obsessed with image, with putting on our best face for everyone else. We curate our online lives, filter our photos, and spend countless hours crafting the perfect persona. But here's the thing: that curated facade can actually prevent us from forming truly deep, meaningful connections. Ever felt like you're just skimming the surface in your relationships? Like you're holding back a part of yourself because you're scared of being judged or rejected? That's where vulnerability comes in. Think about it this way. When you let someone see your authentic self, the good, the bad, and everything in between, you create space for genuine connection. You're inviting them to do the same, and suddenly you have a bond built on trust, empathy, and understanding that's far more powerful than any carefully constructed facade. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways about embracing vulnerability that can totally level up your relationships. 1. Vulnerability is not weakness. It takes courage to show your true self, to admit your fears and insecurities. But that courage breeds strength because it allows you to connect with others on a deeper level. Remember, everyone has vulnerabilities. You're not alone in this. 2. It starts with yourself. Before you can be vulnerable with others, you need to be vulnerable with yourself. That means accepting your flaws, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with kindness and compassion. You gotta love yourself first. 3. Small steps lead to big changes. Don't feel pressure to suddenly become the most open person ever. Start small. Share a genuine thought or feeling with someone you trust. Ask for help when you need it. These little acts of vulnerability can ripple outwards, creating a more authentic and connected life. 4. Rejection is part of the process. It's impossible to be vulnerable without risking rejection. But here's the thing. True connection often happens when we step outside our comfort zones. Don't let fear hold you back from sharing your truth. 5. Vulnerability builds trust. When you show someone your true self, you're essentially saying, "I trust you." And that creates a powerful bond of mutual vulnerability and understanding. You're letting the other person in, and they're letting you in. It's a beautiful dance. Think about a time when you felt truly connected to someone. Was it when you were putting on a show or pretending to be someone you're not? Or was it when you shared something real, something raw, something vulnerable with each other? You know that feeling of connection when walls come down and we can just be ourselves, right? That's the magic of vulnerability. Let me tell you a quick story. I was at a networking event a few weeks ago, and I remember feeling super self-conscious. Everyone seemed so put together, so confident. I was about to slip into my fake it till you make it mode when I met this woman who just radiated kindness. We started talking, and I realized she was actually nervous too. She shared that she hated networking events but felt obligated to come. Suddenly, I wasn't alone in feeling awkward, and it opened up the conversation. We ended up having a really genuine connection, sharing our struggles and offering each other support. It's crazy how sharing something seemingly small can create such a powerful bond. So remember, my friends, vulnerability isn't a weakness, it's your superpower. Embrace it, cultivate it, and watch as your relationships transform into something truly remarkable. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's create a world where authenticity and connection are celebrated. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced life, one brave step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.